America Weekend.
Hello, this is Carl Sabatino along with Roland Smith. And this is Smith Sabatino, heard here on America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network. Thank you once again, all of you, for tuning in to our affiliate stations down the line. Hello and welcome. Roland, I'd like to talk about something. You know, I'm always a proponent of the new and people who step out to make things happen as opposed to talking about it. Starbucks has started a trailblazing program with Arizona State University with regards to the tuition, sort of paying it forward to make sure that the people that work at Starbucks are educated and are able to afford, here's the key word, are able to afford an education. Mm-hmm. Afford it. Mm-hmm. And I like the idea. It now combines the private and publics together in a manner that makes sense, finally. You know, many corporations over the years have had college programs where you would stay with the company. IBM was famous for it for many years. AT&T, the Bell Labs, at one time General Motors, though they dropped the program before they went bankrupt some years ago, where you would be able to get an education paid for by the corporation. However, you stayed with the company and sometimes signed a contract to stay with them. Otherwise, you'd have to pay back the university for the education. But this is a different program. This allows the employees, or partners, as they call them, of Starbucks to work with Arizona State University to get their education, but to be able to afford that education in a cooperative program with Starbucks.
And there's a criteria, as I understand it, that they must meet before the money will come from Starbucks.
Correct. One of them is that they have to be average. They have to be good employees, et cetera, and so forth. No write-downs, as they call them. But I like its approach because it's innovative. It begins to get us off this docket where we have to come up with the money, $250,000, $300,000 for an education in some institutions these days. Who can afford that? Except those that have the means. What about these very bright young children who cannot afford it? Those who are struggling and their parents are struggling, they have a right to an education in this country. And some of these universities have gone. And by the way, most of these universities were founded as not-for-profit organizations.
No, I know. But, you know, I mean, I had three sons in college at the same time.
Bless you.
And my twin granddaughters just graduated from high school.
That's
and
correct.
They are going to not cheap colleges.
No.
And I don't know how my son does it.
I don't know how he does it either, but I've got to tell you, did we ever hear of scholarships? But I will say this, and I know we want to move on to other topics, and we should. I wanted to get this point out. For our listeners out there, there is always hope. But when a private company, and this is a fully private a company, and it is privately owned, is finally partnering up and at least achieving the moving forward on an initiative to do something, you've got to give them credit for that.
Indeed.
You've got to give them credit for that. And I do hope that it works. I do hope that it works.
You know, from time to time on Smith Sabatino, I often talk a lot about poetry. It's become an avocation of mine. I've published 3 poetry books.
Wonderful books, I might
have done allegedly very well. I mean, you always think you could do better. But I think poetry is an important aspect of understanding today's hard and a very, very busy world. And what I like most of all is a quote from John Kennedy, who said in 1963, shortly before he died, he spoke at the dedication of the Robert Frost Library at Amherst College.
Yes.
And this is what he had to say.
Robert Frost coupled poetry and power. For he saw poetry as the means of saving power from itself. When power leads man towards arrogance, poetry reminds him of his limitations. When power narrows the areas of man's concern, poetry reminds him of the richness and diversity of his existence. When power corrupts, poetry cleanses. For art establishes the basic human truth, which must serve as the touchstone of our judgment.
And Carl, I would add to that that the poetry encourages not only the reader and the writer to tune into the inner side of life and story and to see the illusion of life as well as the being of it. And I would invite everybody to join me there.
A journey, trust me, ladies and gentlemen, worth taking. And I have, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, so from time to time, I will use poetry not only to make a point, but I'll also just share it because of its grace that I think it imparts. Not just mine, but some of the great classics.
And in that statement from John F. Kennedy, poetry, in so many words, gives us a moment to pause.
Yeah, and you know what? It was just 3 weeks later, I believe, that he was assassinated,
yes. Carl Sabatino, good point, good thoughts, as always. Roland Smith, Carl Sabatino, America Weekend, Envision, Radio Network. Stay with us. We're back.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
Before a 15-year absence from the big screen, he was in two of the best sports movies of all time, playing Moocher in the Oscar-nominated Breaking Away and tough punk Kelly Leak in The Bad News Bears.
Little harder, huh? Is this jerk you think he is, Mickey Mantle?
So where is Jackie Earl Haley now? Jackie made a comeback in 2006 with his Academy Award-nominated performance in the film Little Children. Since then, he's enjoyed a successful career starring in Watchmen, Shutter Island, and as glove-wearing psycho Freddy Krueger in the remake of A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Why are you screaming? I haven't even caught you yet.
Guess who's sleeping with the lights on tonight? I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man's 6-second review starts now.
A stripper movie with a heart of gold for gratuitous man meat. Magic Mike XXL is large and in charge. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, did you know that your music choices speak volumes about your personality? Here's what your musical tastes say about you and, of course, the social science of it. Is country music your favorite? Well, you're athletic and reliable. Are you into rock? You're social but easily stressed. Is pop your thing? Well, you're friendly but sometimes have difficulty getting your point across. Are you a classical music lover? You're reflective and complex with a gift for language. Finally, jazz. You got it all. You're outgoing, social. You're easy to talk to. What's the cheap side? Psychological trick? Well, humans use all sorts of Facebook-esque things, you know, like music, movies, and books, to help us predict another's personality. But get this, these superficial things cannot predict emotional stability. That you gotta find out the hard way. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.